Haywire.
Young voices from regional Australia.
Jai, Charlton, Victoria, Jarjar Wurrung country.
I was on a pedestrian crossing when an out-of-control car hit me at high speed. It collided with my legs and I was flung into the air, did two backflips and landed straight on my bum. My pelvis was broken in six places. My right leg was shattered and there was a deep cut near my groin that had sliced a main artery. I screamed for help and this bloke come racing over. He ripped off his t-shirt, stuffed it in my wound so I didn't bleed out. He kept talking to me, keeping me calm until the ambulance arrived. Just before the paramedics loaded me in, I asked him to stop so I could get his name and thank him. His name was Greg. In the ambulance, I unlocked my phone so they could call Mum. Then I passed out. I woke up from an induced coma 5 days later. I remember saying to Mum how white my leg was going to be when the plaster came off. I thought it was just broken. Then Dad told me they'd had to amputate the bottom half of my right leg. My first reaction was, thank God it's not my left foot, that's the one I kicked the footy with. I was on strong painkillers, so I probably wasn't all there. But once it sank in, that's when it got really tough. I'd sit on my phone for hours, scrolling through old photos from before the accident, and that would get me down. I thought my whole life was over. I'd watched a mate struggle with mental health before, so I knew I had to reach out. I spent a lot of time with people who were really positive. Family, friends, mates, and the whole Charlton community who helped me believe things would be okay. If I felt down, I talked about it, and they reminded me things would get better. Slowly, they did. I went from a wheelchair to a walker to crutches and eventually to a prosthetic. My goal from day one was to play football again. 10 months after the accident, I ran out onto the football field. I kicked the first goal in 5 minutes and three more after that. Everyone came over and celebrated with me. It was the best day. I now share my story that life can change in seconds and that sometimes the path you never expected to walk turns out to be the best one.
abc.net.au/haywire